Hey everyone, this is Tim Shorts of Gothridge Manor, and it is a Saturday morning, and I'm running around doing some errands, and I had a strange offer the other day. I was asked to run a game for a bunch of, I guess it'd be teenagers, ages between 14 and 18, for a group. The person who asked me, I can tell has never gamed before or doesn't have any idea of how to game. She says, oh, there's like 13 or 14. And I said, well, okay. How long or how many sessions? Oh, if you could do one session for an hour and a half. Okay. Hour and a half, 90-minute session for over a dozen kids. I said that wouldn't be a good idea. I said, this would not be a good situation where the kids could learn role playing and have a good time. They're already in this program for behavioral issues to begin with, so I kind of explained a little bit of the fundamentals of how it would work, trying to give each kid like one-on-one time. And they teach different domains every month, and this month is I believe they said it was socialization or teamwork. I can't remember which one. They always, like I said, they always kind of choose one. And so I started trying to problem solve with her. Like I said, I tried to explain the basics of her, but I think she's seen it on television in the movies or something like that, but really not, has no experience with how real games run. And especially with folks who already have some extra issues than our normal, maybe a normal crowd of gamers would. Maybe not. They might be right in par. So I'm going to try to run this game. I'm going to run Shadow Dark, probably a much abbreviated version of an already Shadow Dark. I don't know how much of the torch mechanics I'll be running in there, or if I do, I'll shorten it up, because I mean, if I have an hour and a half, torch mechanics aren't really going to come into play. It'll just be more of a just an annoyance than a fun mechanic. So I might drop it down to 30 minutes. But the first thing I have to do is try to address the number of kids. So if there is over, I mean, at that level, I mean, six kids is even pushing it, but for an hour and a half. So I'm going to have a co-DM maybe doing a second group. And she's a co-worker, and or their co-worker, and they've been gaming for a while, and I already asked them, and they said they would help out with the game, which, you know, would be helpful. But then they don't know much about Shadow Dark, so I'd have to teach them how to do it, which shouldn't be too bad. They have a grounding in it. They've played, I forgot which versions they said, whether it's 5e or Pathfinder, I can't remember. But I don't think it'll take too long to catch them up. And even if they don't play it exactly, who cares? As long as the kids are having fun, as long as they're comfortable with running the game and feels confident about how they want to do it. So and then the other thing you have to address is getting an adventure ready, which I may or may not have a few hundred short adventures somewhere in my gaming library. So it's a matter of choosing one that they could complete within that amount of time. I'm not going to bring any real props. I was thinking about bringing out some fancy maybe not Dwarven Forge, but Rob had let me borrow his Dwarven Forge stuff if I wanted to, but that becomes a bit of a distraction in itself, and then time to set up and whatnot. So I think I'm going to go with Theater of the Mind this time, and that way it gives me the flexibility also if they run through the adventure pretty quickly and there's still time left over. I don't see that happening, but who knows? It might get a freaking tactical force of a group. You can never tell. And they may be sweeping through the dungeon or the adventure with Navy SEAL precision or something. So that would allow me to extend it. So if they hit a certain ending point, they won't know that, so I could add another room or another encounter or another puzzle at the end of it to make it last the entire time. Or the other way, they don't get very far, then I can shorten the adventure up and they're not looking at the dungeon that's been kind of laid out on the table. I'm like, well, what was in that room? So I won't run into that. Something that I want them to be able to do a start to finish adventure and feel like they've completed something to get excited about, because they really do want to indoctrinate the kids into role playing. Apparently some have already have some role playing experience. Most don't, and so the ones that are going to play, I gotta kind of get them out of their little bit of the fifth edition state of mind where they tend to roll first and they say, I roll for perception. Okay, well, that doesn't mean anything in my game. In most old school games, basically, you got to tell me what are you looking for, because you may not need to roll, or there may be some target number or something along those lines, a little bit different from fifth edition's expectations. And then also to explain to the folks who haven't played before how the mechanics work. I've got so many dice that each kid will get a set of dice for themselves. That way, the other thing is if they do end up kind of connecting with, let's just say it's Shadow Dark, they'll have dice, and then I can share the link where they can download the free rules, and then they can run their own game, or kind of look into it and just, get into gaming. So hopefully it'll turn out to be a positive thing. I got to do it at the end of this month. It's the time thing that kind of, hour and a half, boy, it's not a lot of time. And like I said, you got like six wild adolescents and trying to get them focused on an adventure quick, because they'll be coming like straight from school into this area or into my work. And then we'll be going, heading into it of some sort. So I'll just have to talk to the lady who runs it to see if I can squeeze out maybe even another half hour out of them. If I can get 2 hours, I don't know. I feel much more confident in 2 hours about completing things. So, all right, guys, that's it for now. Hope you're doing well. Take care. Roll better than me, and we'll talk soon.